This is an exercise to go to your healing room. This exercise is one that is useful to help you get the chatter out of your life, to find the inner you and to listen to you and your own needs and wants. It takes about 20 minutes out of your day to keep a record of your daily visits. You will find a pattern emerging if you do this. Do not look at what you wrote once you've finished writing for 1 week. Then read daily. You will find the answers and you will be able to be more at peace with the world and with your own spirituality. No spirit people are to come in this room. Do not share what your room looks like with anyone in this world or in the spirit world. This is your space. It's your inner self. Your inner peaceful place. Okay. Make sure you have 20 minutes that you're going to be totally free from any kind of disturbance. Make sure you have some water to sip when you come back. Put your feet on the floor and sit comfortably. Relax your body and breathe gently. At each thought that comes in, let it go. At each thought that comes, ignore it. Take no notice of the thoughts that come in. Keep your breathing steady. And now, when you are relaxed, see yourself in front of the front door of a house that you know and love very, very well. Go up to the door and open it. Now this is where it may be different to the real place you are thinking about. There is a staircase in front of you. Climb that staircase to the very top. At the top, there is a door that is locked. The key hangs on the wall. Take the key and open the door. Enjoy the feeling that comes from this place. Let it wrap around you. It is peaceful and you are safe to go in the door. Close it and lock it behind you. Then hang the key on the hook on the wall. Look around you. Take your time. Absorb the light. Absorb the feeling. The love that comes from everything in this room. Look to one side, there is a little kitchen with all the things you may need in a kitchen. Go over and fill the kettle. Then open the doors and drawers. There are many little bottles and jars and tins. They all have labels on, but the labels have nothing written on them. As you pick up a tin, you see the words tea bag for peace and joy. They come onto the label as you watch. The kettle boils and you make a cup of tea with these tea bags. Now you find a biscuit or a cookie. Reach down a plate and go to the take your biscuit, your cookie, to the chair that's in the middle of the room. This chair is the most comfortablest chair that you have ever seen. It is sitting in the middle of a ray of sunlight that comes from the window. Sit in the chair and put your cup and plate on the table. Relax in the sunshine. Soak up the healing ray. Sip your drink and eat your food. Now take the pen that is on the table and the notepad that is next to it and write your worries and your concerns on that notepad. Put it down. Get up, stretch your legs and go to the window. You look out to the world. It's a wonderful view. Open spaces, buildings, a grand view. Watch as you see the world turning around you. Know that all is right in the world. All is happy. Now return to the table and the chair. There are answers written on the pages you left blank. Read them. And know you were answered. You will remember. Now take your cup and plate to the kitchen and wash them up. Make sure the room is tidy and go back to the door. Take the key down from the hook and unlock the door. Now walk through and lock the door behind you. Hang the key on the hook. Go down the stairs, back outside the house. Take one last look at the house and know you are safe. Know you got the answers. Now, as you feel your fingers and toes, wiggle them and stretch. Then take a sip of water. While you can still remember what happened, how you felt, what you saw in the room and out of the window, write it down. Keep it safe. Date your record. You will need to know the future. Love and light. Let me see.